It has been another active week in the investigation into the Capitol riot and the prosecution of some of the participants. We go live now to Scott McFarland with our news partners at NBC4 for an update. And Scott, let's start with some of the twists in what have been considered some low-profile cases.
Yeah, Del, so dozens of defendants from January 6th are accused of conspiracy, more than 100 accused of assaulting police. But a large number of them are not accused of damage or assault. A large number are just facing misdemeanors. But there were some explosions in those cases this week. Just today, in fact, Lori and Thomas Vinson of Kentucky, they went for sentencing on their misdemeanor unlawful picketing case, not accused of damage or assault. And the judge just unloaded, saying there needs to be more hurt put into the sentences, even in misdemeanor cases, to prevent another January 6th from happening. So he gave them each 5 years probation, then tacked on a $5,000 fine for each, saying that financial hurt may help be a deterrence in the future. The judges are concerned the prosecutors aren't giving them enough autonomy to go high level in the sentencing.
Scott, didn't we have another person this week get 14 months behind bars and that guy hadn't even gone into the Capitol?
That was a higher level case, Dimitri, somebody accused of some rather vulgar and violent threats. There's just different tiers, Dimitri. We have low level cases, medium level and high level. The watch out for the high level cases, those accused of plotting and planning, conspiracy, bringing gear and weapons and encrypted communications. Those cases go to trial in early 2022. That could be a great Rorschach test of how hard judges will go at sentencing.
Scott, we're now starting to see these cases accelerate. What's ahead in court in the coming weeks?
So in the next few weeks, we'll see more plea agreements in what some former prosecutors call the low-hanging fruit, Del, the cases that they want to clear away so they can perhaps marshal more resources and energy towards those conspiracy and assault cases. That's going to happen over the next few weeks, but the trials, you know, the jury trials, those are a way off still, not just because of the backlog caused by having 630 capital insurrection cases in one courthouse so far, but because of COVID. There are limitations on juries assembling. There's a backlog from last year in the pandemic. Got to measure time in months and years in these cases, not in days and weeks.
And further developments this week that you're tracking, Republican senators have blocked the confirmation of the man who will lead the January 6th prosecutions. What's going on there?
President Biden nominated Matthew Graves to be the new United States Attorney for D.C., overseeing almost all criminal prosecutions in the district, including January 6th. Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin tells me he's put a hold on that nomination until he gets some answers to his questions to the Justice Department from January 6th. So we'll see when the confirmation's complete. But until then, an acting prosecutor will oversee January 6th cases.
And Scott, we're hearing what we are learning now from the congressional hearings and votes in the House to hold the Trump ally, Steve Bannon, in criminal contempt.
Yeah, so the same U.S. attorney that's awaiting confirmation would oversee the decision on whether to charge Steve Bannon criminally. We do know that the actual resolution that passed the U.S. House yesterday, Del, it was delivered by courier to the U.S. attorney just down the road at the courthouse or near the courthouse late last night.
Are you hearing whether he will testify? I realize the question has no specific answer, but from legal experts you're in touch with, will we ever learn anything from Steve Bannon?
Well, I would think a criminal prosecution is going to make the difference here. I mean, if there's no criminal prosecution or criminal accountability, what the supporters of that resolution say is it renders congressional subpoenas moot, not just for Steve Bannon, but moving forward for everybody.
Scott, isn't there also the possibility that Bannon can take the Fifth?
Yes, but that would require, you know, being deposed, going for the deposition that he was ordered to do or subpoenaed to do by the House Select Committee. He's not even walking in the room, which is really where the rubber hits the road.
Scott, we'll check in again next week. Thanks so much.
Sounds good.
Scott McFarland with our news partners at NBC4 giving us an update on all things related to the Capitol riot.